Okay, hello. So I'm recording a not fic for Voicetea Mystery Box 2025. The challenge is comments first. And so members of my team made up random comments that they might have for a theoretical not fic that I hadn't recorded yet, and now I'm recording the not fic to match their comments. So I'm gonna read the comments out to you first for context. And so I didn't give a fandom or anything, so they basically chose the fandom by giving me the comments. So Nonplus said, "You are so correct about Svetlana and Rose, and you should say it louder." And Imperial Lily says, "I love that you use the voice for Rose, that it's the same one you use for your dog." Reader's notes, that's gonna be the voice I use for my dog. I don't know if I should use it for a real human person, but I guess we'll try it. And then Mistborn Hero says, "I'm so glad you also share the Rose slash Svet. Oh my God, bad start. Rose slash Svetlana vision. It makes so much sense how they get together here." And Alani says, "Oh man, that's quite a prediction for season two." Thinking emoji. I'd love to see it, but I just don't have that kind of faith in most media, you feel? But then again, after season one, yeah, honestly, I'm maybe willing to trust this show to deliver." So I was like, all right, it's gotta be heated rivalry, Svetlana and Rose, and it's gotta be a get together fic. So this fic is, or this not fic is, 5 ways Svetlana and Rose didn't get together, and one way they did. So, I've written down the 6 scenarios here, and then I'm gonna kind of spitball it because this is a not fic. So I haven't written it. I'm recording this in Craig so I can at least get the transcript, and then people can, have the written version if they need it. And I'm doing this on a Discord server because I'm doing it with Craig. So we'll see if I have any surprise guests that pop in while we're recording. But let's see how we go. So let me pull up my file here. Okay, so 5 ways Svetlana and Rose didn't get together, and one way they did. So number one is a dating app. So in the show, Rose lives in LA and Svetlana lives in Boston. But maybe Rose jumps on a dating app for a little hookup while she's in town for an event, or she's filming on location in Boston, something like that. There's even this dating sim, or dating sim, oh my God, there's this dating app specifically for people, like for famous people. And so obviously Rose would qualify, since I think she's supposed to be Jennifer Lawrence. So she would obviously qualify for that type of app. And maybe Svetlana has been like trying to get on the app because you have to like apply and then they have to like judge your level of celebrity in order to qualify. And she's, so maybe she's like Svetlana has been like finally able to be accepted after like months of like trying to pull all of her strings, while also maintaining the air of nonchalance that she has, right? So she finally gets on there and it's just like, oh, she gets on and then it's like she sees Rose and she's like, oh, this is clearly a catfish. Like, there's no way Rose Landry would be on this app. And then she's like, well, but it's for famous people. And also you have to like be basically like it protects against identity fraud, right? Like, I think you have to like send them your ID or something like this. I don't know. I know about this app because Pokimane was talking about how she tried to get on it and they rejected her basically because they Like she, they like were like, oh, send in your ID, and she's like, I don't want to do that. But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, maybe like she gets on there and she's just like, aha, finally. And then yeah, she sees Rose immediately and is just like, yeah, okay, I'll swipe on Rose. And then they match, and then they fall in love. You know, because that's how it goes, right? I love a good dating app fic, so I hope somebody actually writes this. But this isn't how it actually happened, because this is only number one. So number two, Ilya and Shane ask Rose and Svetlana to come along with them on a couples trip. Ostensibly, it's for a cover, right? Also they're each other's best friends. So they're like, yeah, we can get two hotel rooms this way. And then Shane and Ilya have an excuse to have their own room, or they get like the penthouse, right? Where there's like separate bedrooms and stuff like that. And then, you know, Rose and Svetlana have like a chance to get to know each other and, you know, hang out in beautiful, you know, well-fitted bathing suits and all of this stuff. And, you know, maybe they even get to like brush each other's hair and braid it and stuff like that. You know, normal stuff. So that's that one. So they become closers on the couple's trip, and then they also become a couple, and then they get to double date, which is cute. Number three, a little bit more of a crack scenario. So Svetlana's father's will stipulates that she must be married first to inherit from him, but it doesn't say who or what gender the person has to be. And hey, gay marriage is legal in Boston. So who is she going to find that she could possibly marry? Of course, she goes to Ilya first, but Ilya has promised Shane that he will not marry Svetlana, even, you know, for friend reasons. And so Shane is like, I have this friend. We could do that. And then when Svetlana finds out who it is, she's like, yeah, no complaints about that, right? And then they have to convince Rose. So I think that could be very fun, but of course that isn't how it happens either. Oh, wait, I haven't done the voice yet. Lily wanted me to do a Rose voice, like my dog. So let's see, how do I do my dog voice? She usually talks like this. I don't see this is not my Rose voice. This is my dog voice for my dog. But this is what Lily wanted me to do. So maybe in this crack scenario, they, you know, Svetlana is like, nice to meet you. Will you get married for money? And Rose goes, huh? There we go. Good enough. Good enough, I think. Okay. Number four is at the cottage. They get together at the cottage. So Shane asks Rose to house it for him at the cottage while he and Ilya are away on a vacation, to like the Caribbean or something like that. And maybe it's because he's having like issues with the media trying to like find him for like a statement after they came out or something like that. Or there's like weirdo stalkers that have been like, he gets like doxxed and like people keep coming by the house and doing weird stuff. And he's just like, oh my God, like I just need somebody to be there while we're not there. Right. I mean, maybe this is even after retirement, who knows, right? Like, so anyway, he's like, yeah, Rose, could you just do it? Cause you are like in between filming or whatever. You also need a break. Like, could you just stay at the house? And she's like, yeah, no problem. And then something happens last minute where she's like, oh my God, I can't come, right? Like maybe there's a shoot that needs to happen, or, you know, she gets an opportunity to audition for this role that she's been wanting to do for a long time, or, you know, something happens that's like unavoidable and she feels terrible about it. And Shane understands and is like, yeah, of course, like you should totally do that. That's a great opportunity. But he's also stressed because now no one's going to be at the house. And so Ilya is like, well, I'll just ask Svetlana, right? And Svetlana's like, yeah, I guess I could take the train down. Or no, sorry, this is Ottawa, so take the train up. And yeah, I'll come in, I'll fly in. But then Rose ends up being able to make it after all. And Shane is so relieved. But nobody tells Svetlana. So she also shows up at the cottage. And then they're there together. And hijinks ensue. Except they don't. Because that's not how they get together. Number 5. Obviously, they get together at Ilya and Shane's wedding. Except they don't, because this is 5 things where they don't get together, okay? They don't get together at Shane's wedding, Shane and Ilya's wedding. It doesn't happen that way. What really happens is Svetlana just slides into those DMs. She doesn't need a contrived trope to make her dreams come true. The end. Thanks for listening.